helping us make a Wednesday of it here on 98Q Reality Radio, starting a little bit early this hour because it's always the better way to do it when you can, starting with Lena from Lena's Northern Pines, Lena's Bar and Grill, and more and more and more to come. How's it going today, Lena?
Shh, I'm still sleeping.
Yeah.
It's too early.
I don't think people believe that you do that by this point, especially with how much I hype you up, but it's for good reason, Lena, because you keep a pace going that few can match, let alone believe. So that's how I hold you. But really, we know you're a real human being. You're a normal person, as normal as anybody in the Northwoods. What's been going on lately with Lena's?
Well, we just got done this last weekend. We had two class reunions at the same time out at the Northern Pines.
Nice.
A 63-year reunion and a 50-year reunion. A lot of fun. A lot of memories. People talking about not only the property, but just the history here in Park Falls and going to school. And the silly stories that were told about so-and-so and so-and-so.
So that would have been classes of 76 and 63,
correct.
If I've got the math correct.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I was pretty young back then, let's put it that way. So a class reunion number I can't quite match, but next year is going to be my 15-year reunion, and wow. So I can't even imagine what kind of cool things you got to hear and see, and I'm a sucker for the yearbook. If you have your yearbook from 1967, 70, 80, whatever, we're cracking that baby open. I'm laughing at what you wore in your picture. I'm going to look at the fact that Mr. Kadlicek was still there teaching civics just like he did for me. There's nothing like that kind of thing. So how cool is it that you got to be part of that?
Yeah, really cool. Just, again, to hear the memories, the history, just the antics from the older people that you think they no longer have, you're so wrong. You know, everybody's still that kid inside.
When you decided that you were going to open restaurants or a restaurant in the Northwoods, however you might have began that process, is this the kind of moment that you pictured, or is this one of those things that's become a pleasant surprise for you, is hosting things like this that really are part of the lifeblood and heart of the Northwoods? You know, the people here are what makes it, and you make the people comfortable. That's how you become a part of the community, I gotta say.
Absolutely. And my whole lifespan in the working world has been to actually serve people, whether it's through food or retail. And then when your fruits of your hard work come around, when people are laughing, and I'm getting comments now, oh, we're so glad this place is finally being fixed up. Oh, thank goodness. We were concerned. You know, just stuff like that in the daily grind of things. You forget. I forget because I'm so focused on making it better. To finally hear some of those positive things coming out, it's wonderful to hear.
You get to have those, oh, yeah, moments that,
yep.
I mean, and we each lose sight of our goals and our tasks and maybe the reasons we do things. I think that's just human nature, but good on you to put yourself in a position where every once in a while those reminders sneak up. You basically set alarm clocks for gratitude, if you will, that, yes. Oh yeah, I get to do this. I don't have to do this.
Yep.
I get to do this.
And that's a great way philosophically on anything you approach in life, I believe.
I agree.
I get to do this. You know, there's a lot of people in wheelchairs or in hospital beds or in other states that they just can't do it. And I'm blessed to be able to do it. And again, the laughter of the children with the new swing set out there. Oh, my goodness.
Tell us about that.
Oh, a new addition to the Pines, a swing set for the kids. I dumped a big load of sand. Oh, my God, they were in high heaven. It was unbelievable. Just to hear the laughter on the property as I'm walking and doing and checking on things is very heartwarming.
That's absolutely excellent. And what better way to make a community feel at home than to make the kids comfortable, to accommodate those needs? You guys are all about accommodation when it comes to any one of your given locations, whether that literally means having people in your cabins or maybe renting a boat or maybe neither of those things, just stopping by for a drink or a bite mm-hmm. to eat here. Yep. Of course, the locals not often staying in the cabins so much,
right.
But I know they're suggesting that their families and friends do when they stop by, because
yep.
You guys have had a pretty busy summer so far, I take it. Is that correct?
Yes, it's our best summer ever. We're excited. Next summer is already filling in. July is almost completely booked out next year. So I'm recommending people, as they're staying with us or calling and inquiring, pay attention to next year, because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So,
and to that point, back in May, we discussed, I remember we made a very specific point of, hey, you don't have to stay at Lena's to rent a pontoon at Lena's, but you warned people at that time that you do still want to call as far ahead as you can. Something tells me there's fewer gaps on that boat rental schedule these days.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. We got about 5 to 6 weeks left before, believe it or not, they start pulling the piers out of the water.
Whoa!
We do have wiggle room yet. Take a day. Come on out. You don't have to lodge with us to take a pontoon out on the water and enjoy yourself out there. And every sunset, even if it's overcast, is beautiful every day out there.
Well, and you really made what I'd like to call a Northwoods statement, a common sense, old school way of going about things. You shared with us last time we spoke with you that, hey, if you look us up and you see that we're closed on a given day, call me. Talk to me.
Absolutely. And we just had Park Manor 2 weeks ago. They brought in about 25 seniors for lunch. I'm happy to open up. And, you know, God forbid that you're facing a celebration of life situation, because those things can come up at the last minute. Give me a call. I'll be happy to open up and accommodate. And by the way, we got to start thinking, Big G. Christmas is coming. The holidays are coming. And those parties, we need, if you need the space, you know, whether it's lodging or you want your holiday party, start thinking on that.
Tap
the
brakes.
And then, of course, you know, around the corner, of course, is the deer season and the grouse season. And, man, you get those beautiful cabins out there. And what a great place for people to come up here and stay. And
I just had a gentleman yesterday, bear hunter, call for lodging. So, yeah, if you're out in the grouse or the turkey or the bear and you want a couple days, come on out.
And you better watch out, too. You tell a bear hunter you've got room, and all of a sudden you've got about 8 phone calls. I know how those guys work. They gossip like people getting their haircuts done. I think you can picture the Steel Magnolias kind of situation. That just you give a bear hunter a piece of news, and it's like they all hear it at the same time. Big G, have you found much occasion to get up to Lena's this summer?
You know, I've been there several times. We've actually had the car club up there, Northwest Classics Car Club, just came off a big car show.
All right.
FIFO Lions, love to meet out there. It's a great place to meet. The food is excellent. Talk about a salad bar out there.
How about that soup out there, G?
Oh, yeah. The soup, the salad, the fish, the pizzas. I can go right down the list. I mean, you won't be disappointed. And man, Lena's Lakeside Pub, beautiful place for us to have our meeting. I know a couple of our Lions guys, we can get a little bit loud once in a while, but you know, we have that whole area pretty much to ourselves. You had a hostess there for us, so it was wonderful. And I see you got a couple pool tables back there and everything. Yeah. So,
speaking of pool tables, gentlemen, I have a women's, a men's, and a couples team. I'm looking to double that up this year. So if you're out there and are thinking about putting your foot back into the shooting pool, give me a call. I'd like to have another ladies or a men's team and a couples league on Thursdays.
You know, are you very much, I know it's not for everybody, but have you delved much into the world of Harry Potter at all? Movies, books, doesn't really matter which.
I started reading those books to my children when they were 4 years old.
Oh,
my. And they learned how to read out of the Harry Potter books.
So did
I. Read a page and I'd say, you read the next page. Harry Potter is deeply ingrained within my family unit of my children.
So you'll know what I mean when I say that Lena's reminds me of the Room of Requirements. Does that stand out to you? For those who don't know Harry Potter and the lore behind it, and again, Harry Potter is more complicated than it ever used to be. We won't get into that. But one of the things that I always thought was a really cool idea was a room built in the Castle of Hogwarts that would only be visible to students who needed something, and it would become what those students needed. If you were walking past, and of course Ron Weasley pipes up, so if I'm walking past and I really need a toilet, poof, the Room of Requirement becomes a toilet. The more I talk to you, Lena, the more I think about it, because you've got that chameleon thing going on, but at the same time, you're not rearranging furniture and knocking down floor plans, you're not adding hammocks for the kids to sleep in the corner, but the idea is the same. Become the space that people need, and you don't necessarily have to burn 10,000 calories a day doing that. I know you've got a heck of a pace, and I'll always talk about that, but really, you get the right things in place, and it becomes this kind of self-sustaining thing. Hey, people enjoy themselves here.
Yeah.
They'll recommend that other people do the same, and I'm sure you've probably seen that as you know, you get return customers, or, hey, so-and-so told me. I'm betting you're hearing more often, so-and-so told me to come here. Is that a common refrain?
The recommendations on the food, and even the recommendations on the lodging, and I'm glad you made those comments. comments, because now the goal is shifting forward, now that we've got her rolling in a good direction, is to become the best resort family experience in the area for Park Falls and Butternut. And hopefully that will continue to build itself here in the next several years going forward, where everybody's welcome and everybody thinks, hey, let's go to Lena's for the day, let's go on a pontoon, or let's just, hey, she's got the swing set, let's sit on the back deck, enjoy the sunset, have a meal, let the kids run free out there and just enjoy ourselves. And that's the goal here now going forward with the resort.
Yeah, and it's no secret Park Falls is built on a river, and it's built on a river because of logging industry, and there was a, you know, there was a, the paper mill that was in place for how long. I'm a Pike Lake guy, though. That means I grew up in an area shaped by resorts, and there are nowhere near the number that were there. Once upon a time, there were six or more continuously operating permanent resort establishments that many of them had a year-round operation to at least some degree. Mm-hmm. That said, that's part of why I'm so there for it, Lena. I know you know that I'm a big fan, and it may even cross into the inappropriate when I'm supposed to be neutral as a radio host, but just no. The resort thing, there's nothing like it. Camping is not the same. Staying at a hotel doesn't even compare. The resort experience is a unique one, and it's clearly one you believe in. Did you have a resort experience as a kid, or how did you end up wanting to do this?
Actually, my grandfather had a trailer in Woodruff when I was a little kid.
Okay.
And we would travel up there. And if anybody out there knows the name of Hank's Lake, boy, did we catch some northern in there. You threw a little pork rind frog in there every time, you would catch a northern, you know, 36 inches, and I was little, and my dad would put a little silver spoon spinner on it with that pork rind frog, and bam, bam, bam. But I've been coming up to the North Woods ever since I was a little girl. It started with my grandfather, and then with my husband's family in Peeksville. They settled there in the 1940s. As our kids were growing, we were vacationing up here every year for about 30 years, and people didn't even know I knew so much about the area when we bought the bar in Glidden. And it's just, you ask my husband, for 20 years before we bought that bar, I wanted to move up here, but it was always no, no, no. We had other things going on down in Illinois, and oh, am I so glad I'm out of Illinois. Go Packers, go Brewers.
All right. Yes,
a true go Badgers.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lena, I heard the definition of luck that I prefer is luck is where preparation meets opportunity. And I am so glad that somebody with your preparation, your past, your background, ran into the opportunity, and you were able to win over the other half and convince them that, yes, I can really do this, because you very clearly can. You are doing it. Is there anything coming in the near future that you want to share with the people of 98Q?
Well, I'd like to just keep encouraging everybody. I'm praying for a lot of snow this winter.
Yes.
I'm sure a lot of the business owners are. That anybody listening to the program that's outside of our community here, if you're within a UTV ATV group or a snowmobile club, check us out in Glidden. Check us out at the Northern Pines. My mantra is all trails lead to Lena's. That trail systems come through both my properties. Give us a shot. Check us out. The food is great. The service is awesome. Awesome, and we provide a nice family setting in both establishments,
to say the least. Big G, what have you got for us? I know you've been busy with your pen. You're taking notes.
Well, I'm just taking some notes. I know we got a couple events coming up here in October, the Lena Palooza, and then you got some artistic tree.
I've got
a chainsaw.
Oh, yes, Big G, in a couple weeks, there's a gentleman coming out to the Pines, and I'll let you know what that date is, because we're finalizing that.
Okay.
We took down several trees on the property at the Pines 2 years ago. Well, we left six or seven of them standing 8 to 9 feet tall. Well, I found a great chainsaw carver, and he's coming, and wait till you see the new additions. What he's going to do, chainsaw carving on those trees, the different animals in that. And it's all lake appropriate. Hint, hint, hint.
All right.
And we'll get it out there, because I'd like to really make it a fun day for the kids to come out and watch.
Sure, you bet.
And it'll be a nice legacy on that resort, the different animals that are carved into the trees. And then also, last Saturday of September, I have a muskie tournament run out of the Bar and Grill in Glidden. The first Saturday of October is Lena Palooza. Binky is kindly running that one for me, and we always raise money for Catkins. So again, those are some neat things coming up at the Pines.
All right.
And that's the theme of the Pines, if you ask me. Neat things coming in the near future. And when you get there and those are over, watch out. There's more. And we'll chat with Lena again sometime soon on Reality Radio. Lena, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Everybody have a great week.
You too. We've got more to come on Reality Radio with Jonathan MacArthur up next of the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce. And Big G will circle back around. We've got Phillips on tap. But first, we've got a couple messages to share and a fresh update on what's going on outside. You're listening to 98 Q Country.